Welcome to the New Age Inspired podcast. I'm your host, Emily, an automotive corporate dropout turned certified practitioner coach, helping the visionaries and creators of today break free from the self-doubt and fear of judgment so they can create with confidence and make a difference in the world. This podcast aims to leave you feeling more aware than you were yesterday and inspired to live a fulfilled life, however that looks like for you. Hello, listeners, friends, the community. Welcome back to another episode of the New Age Inspired podcast. I appreciate you being here, listening, and supporting my podcast. It means the absolute world. Now, today I wanted to dive in to how to actually share your ideas and dreams with other people and the world. And it's a really, really important subject to me because it can literally be the thing that is holding you back from making your ideas and dreams a reality and actually living that fulfilling, purposeful, exciting, and expansive life that you've always wanted. And I know that when I was on my journey and I started thinking differently and going against the conventional and doing unconventional things, I found it really difficult to actually share what I dreamt of and what I wanted to achieve. And that was actually quite difficult. Now, why is sharing your ideas and dreams so important? Well, it's important because what good are they doing in your head and not actually being out in the world? There is so many people out there with so many amazing ideas and so many people not doing anything about it. And we all have amazing, unique gifts and abilities that we aren't sharing because we're so worried about what other people will think of us or what if it doesn't work out or I don't know how to do it. All these things that actually come up and you just are filled with so much self-doubt, right? And I wanted just to explore three elements that are really, really powerful to help you actually start sharing your ideas and dreams and feeling comfortable with actually doing that. But before I dive in, I wanted to just share a little story of sometimes, I guess, how we can create something that we don't want by avoiding it. So I naturally have quite curly hair. And I don't know, whoever knows me, you may or may not have seen it, but recently I've been starting to wear it quite curly because I usually straighten it all the time. And I used to have just such a complex about my curly hair and I would never wear it curly because I was so worried about what other people were going to say and what they were going to think. And in the last year or two, I've become a little bit more in tune with me and, you know, liking actually who I am and my natural hair and all that kind of stuff. And I've been actually wearing it curly. Now, the first couple of times that I actually wore it curly, the comments that I got were exactly what I didn't want to get. And most of it was, I've never seen you with curly hair before. Oh, I didn't know that was it. Oh, what's happened to your hair? All this kind of stuff. And you know what? If I had actually just wore my hair curly on a consistent basis or it was just such a normal thing, no one would actually say something. No one would actually mention it and it wouldn't be such a big thing. So sometimes when we actually try to avoid something or a reaction or a response from someone so much that we end up creating that anyway because it's so unfamiliar to them and it's new and it's like, oh, you've never said anything like that before, so why are you saying it now? So this is why it's so important to start sharing your ideas and dreams now, because then once it becomes a normal state of you and what you're interested in and how you operate, to other people, it's just normal. And it's not actually something out of the ordinary for you. So it's kind of like, I don't know, getting people used to your way of thinking and what you want in the world. So I don't know if you've ever shared like an idea or a dream with someone and you've just come away feeling, I don't know, pretty low, I guess, because of maybe their reaction or their response probably wasn't as encouraging as you thought it was going to be, or you didn't really know how to language it. So it didn't really come across the way that you wanted to. And you came away quite deflated, I guess. And I know that I have also done that myself. And then you've had people where you share that idea with them and they're so encouraging and you come away and you're feeling lifted up and expansive and encouraged and inspired and all these amazing things. And that's the difference between who you share all your ideas and dreams with as well. And just getting everybody that you talk to and have in your life used to the way that you think and what you want for your life as well, so that everyone's on board too. And ideally, I mean, the dream and the ideal goal is to get to that point where you're so comfortable within yourself and you like yourself enough and think you are really, really awesome in your thinking and who you are, that regardless of what anyone thinks, you're still going to go ahead and do that anyway. Or you then start attracting the people in your life that are actually going to support you and, you know, help you get to where you want to be. So firstly, I'm going to share the 3 steps that I use for me to start sharing my dreams and ideas. And hopefully this is something that will assist you into breaking that barrier of actually getting that out into the world. Because once it's out in the world, oh my God, it's such an amazing feeling and it just all unfolds from there. So the first element is actually just sharing them with yourself. Now, you might be thinking, what do you even mean by that? And I'll explain, because sometimes we think about it, but then we don't actually do anything more. So when we actually start sharing them with ourselves, we can start writing them down on paper, creating plans, journal about them. We can actually start researching them and plan like how that could actually, you know, pan out. And getting comfortable with that idea yourself, because then that starts building that confidence to be able to talk about it and actually have some information to be able to back that up. So sometimes people can be quick to judge or have a reaction towards something new because they sometimes think, oh, you haven't really thought that through. But you being able to share that idea with yourself and actually get used to that and start believing and envisioning what that would look like starts that inspiration process and starts that self-trust of being like, you know, do I actually really want to do this? Is this something that is going to get me, you know, to achieve my goals and all that kind of stuff? So I urge you to start having that relationship with yourself and actually sharing those ideas and exploring them with you. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that's living this life. You're the one that's going to be taking action. You're the one that's going to be, you know, reaping the rewards of the success and the enjoyment of your ideas and dreams. So you might as well get used to it, right? And what's the point of doing everything that everyone else wants when, like, you've got a head full of dreams and ideas that you want to make a reality? So that is the first element. The second element is to confide in your inner circle and the people that you feel comfortable with. Now, I know that I've explained in previous podcast episode with Elnaz about our friendship circles, and I'm just going to briefly go over that. So we have 3 types of friendship circles. Now, we have our acquaintances. These people are in our lives and we may be friends with them. However, we are only associated through like a general interest, and that might be work. It could be a sport. It could be something else that you're interested in. It could be because you know someone that knows someone, and it also could just be family. as well, just because you're family. You may not even be that close to them. These people are probably not going to be the people that you are going to tell your deepest, darkest secrets to, because you haven't really built that trust with them. Then we come to the next layer, which is our ideas friends. Now, these people are a little bit more, I guess, in your world, and you're probably hanging out with them a little bit more. You've got interests. You both have different ideas and different perspectives, and they may be like different, but you're not going to judge each other for that. You're not thinking, I'm not going to be friends with you because you believe this or you want to do this. You're friends with them, and that's just it. And sometimes they may not 100% know exactly what you're interested in, but that's okay as well. They still like you and want to be friends with you regardless of that. Then we have our inner circle. And this inner circle is so important to have, because these are the people that you can be 100% yourself with. You don't have to worry about hiding. You don't have to worry about sugarcoating things or fluffing up what's actually going on in your reality. These are your close friends. These could be your family. These could be someone that you work with and truly confide in. And the more people that you can actually get in your inner circle, the better, because then that means you can be 100% yourself with more people. And I really, really suggest trying to get at least one person in your inner circle that you can talk about anything with, and you know that they're going to listen to you, they're not going to judge you, and they're going to encourage you in whatever way that may be, and vice versa. And think about, you know, who are the friends that you have in your life, and where do they sit within those three categories for you? And also, where do you sit in other people's friendship circles? And are you a person that somebody could go to and actually share their ideas and dreams with? And this brings me to another element of our friendship circles and who we actually have in our lives. If we can start normalizing being able to talk about different things and having it okay to share your dreams and ideas for your life. Because when we do that, the more magic happens, the more impact and, you know, just joy and happiness then radiates through the world. Everyone is following their dreams and they feel comfortable and happy. And as well, bringing that curiosity to like other people's ideas. Why do they want to do it? What is that actually going to achieve for them? What makes them so interested in that? Have they seen something? Have they spoken to someone? Like, I find it so fascinating why people do what they do and what actually drives them. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast as well, because like Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues. So when people have dreams and ideas, it's, you know, finding out like, where did that come from? How did you come up with that idea? What are you going to do about it? What's the plan? And, you know, figuring out how people are doing things. I just think it's so fascinating. And having a bit of curiosity isn't going to hurt anyone, especially when it comes to making someone feel comfortable with an idea or dream that they've got. Okay, so now the third element is something that has absolutely changed my life. I remember going through a really, really dark time. I had a breakup and it just kind of, I don't know, it was such a huge shift for me. And I started seeing a life coach. I have been seeing that life coach for probably about 8 years now. And that has just changed everything for me. It's allowed me to have this space to be able to share and just talk about what's going on with no judgment. Somebody that who has no idea about my life, they don't know any of the people in it. It's just purely a different outsider perspective. And being able to actually share it with a coach or a mentor or a trainer or somebody that doesn't know all the other stuff and everything else around you. Because it's different. You have, like, if you're talking to a friend, you've got that like biased opinion because they're your friend and they love you and they want the best for you, right? Whereas when you're talking to an outsider or somebody that doesn't know you that well, you get a completely different perspective and different encouragement. And if there's somebody that has expertise in that area, you get so much learning and growth from them. And they can either like validate that idea, encourage you, give you different ways. And that's been something that's pushed me forward in making my dreams happen as well. And you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So I would highly, highly suggest getting those five people to be, you know, like the best picks of those. And then you're expanding your abilities and your awareness and your curiosity. So that can also be a really safe way to share as well. And sometimes it can just take sharing it with one person to confirm or validate that idea that will get you one step forward, or that will get you to just take that action and take the leap to do it. So I hope those three elements have been helpful. And I wanted to just say, you are not going to know if your ideas and dreams are going to work if you don't do anything about it. Start getting curious, read some books, listen to some podcasts, follow some people that are doing what you're doing. Figure out how they're doing it. Can you talk to somebody that's done it? Do you know people? Is anyone in your family or your friend group or in your workplace? Does anybody else do what you want to do, or do they know someone? Just go and start researching. The internet is so accessible these days and so amazing for information that you can literally Google how to do anything. I've even Googled how to edit these podcasts on YouTube because I never knew how to do this before, and I'm not an expert, right? So get out there and just be curious, have a go, try, make a mistake, go again, try something else that works for you. And honestly, as Elizabeth Gilbert says in her book, Big Magic, like if your ideas are like floating in the atmosphere, and when you don't take action on your idea, you may see somebody else with that idea and they end up taking action on it instead. So I would highly recommend just do it. And if you need support, I am always here. I love ideas. I love supporting people. I love brainstorming, going through all of that. And I truly believe we all have a story. We all have ideas and dreams, and they're all valid. So if you've got something that you want to take action on, I would start by talking about it. Start researching and just start doing something about it and get it out of your head, even if that is just writing it down on a bit of paper. It is so powerful that you get things out on paper, and it helps it become a reality. So I hope you've enjoyed this little episode, and I'm looking forward to doing a few more of these. And I would love to know if there's any topics or anything that you would love me to cover, or anyone that you think would be awesome to interview, please, please let me know. And I've also got a brand new guide that you can download as well, which is 5 steps to creating and launching your personal brand. So if you want to grab a copy of that, you can head to my website on www.mdouglas.com/guide, and you will be able to access that. And that might give you the inspiration to keep going and actually do something about it. And I will also leave the link below as well. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to you joining and tuning in on the next episode. Have an awesome day, and remember, your ideas and dreams matter.